Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we have an update on the Steve Lawson story, and some information has come out on the woman who he had an affair with for 5 years, give or take. And this does connect to another major ministry, that is the Master's University, which is also connected to the Master's Seminary, which is also connected to Grace Community Church, which is John MacArthur's church. So the reason why I really want to talk about this is because some people want to make this about John MacArthur now, and I think that's inappropriate. And this is about Steve Lawson and the woman that he had, an affair with, committed adultery with. And it should stay like that until we get concrete evidence otherwise. But the big story here is that she was not random. Steve Lawson did go out of his way, like we reported in the previous video, to maintain this relationship, but she was not random. So anyway, we're going to dive into this, but first I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We're going to rely mostly on Protestia in this video, but I do have some inside information on this, and I can add a little bit of context to this as well. But this is our Patreon-like system. You get bonus content. And then we also have this book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, linked in the description below. This book is related to Steve Lawson in that I talk about not erecting evangelical popes, which is one of the mistakes that we make as believers. So anyway, let's dive into the story. Steve Lawson had an affair with alumni of the Master's University. So it's important to, just recap where we're at on this story. Steve Lawson, major figure. I might say that he was the successor apparent to John MacArthur in the world of Dispy Calvinism. So not really Reformed theology, dispensational Calvinist theology. He was kind of the heir apparent to that in my judgment in terms of the size of his ministry and the audience he could command. I think he was second in line to that throne in a way. But obviously he was Thanos snapped out of the internet and stuff like that. A lot of people don't know why. And to some degree, if you're going to Thanos snap a teacher out of ministry, you should really tell people why, what they did, details more forthcoming than what they have been. But nonetheless, we knew that she was about a third of Lawson's age, and that this happened. This was a continuing course of conduct for around 5 years. Additionally, we were informed by Phil Johnson that she lived in a different state, nowhere close to any of the ministries Steve served. So this statement's going to be the most in question, and that's from Phil Johnson in today's video. And, various sources. Protestia did an excellent report on this, so I do want to give them a shout out. They do good work over there. And she's been identified as a graduate of the Master's University, which is, again, different from the Master's Seminary. Obviously, the name's the same, but they're not exactly the same location, which is important. Steve Lawson is on the board of the Master's University, though, but again, some people want to say that this was an abusive relationship because of that, and that's just not how the Bible works. At most, it'd be quid pro quo, which is not the biblical definition of abuse or, any sort of R word that you can't really say on YouTube, that last I checked. At least larger channels than me don't. So anyway, Steve Lawson served as a program head at the Master's Seminary. According to Protestia, Lawson served on the board of TMU, but this appears unrelated to his relationship with the woman who had attended Grace Community Church as a child with her family, moved away, and returning to the area to attend college at TMU. So there is a childhood connection to Grace Community Church. Now, again, she's not necessarily random, but again, The way that people want to blow this up inappropriately, not a strong connection here. According to witnesses close to the situation, the young woman's family was close to Lawson. Now that's, again, not random, but This is Lawson's sin, and supportive of his ministry. Lawson accepted the lead preacher position at Trinity Bible Church in Dallas around the same time the young woman graduated from TMU. So that's like 2018, give or take. In Lawson's time away from home, teaching expository preaching at TMS, as well as frequent traveling for preaching appearances and conferences. Now about that, this is a guy that did not travel with his wife a whole lot, and was a pretty difficult speaker. You know, that's from James White, of all people, saying that he was a difficult speaker to have. Difficult food requirements, needed a chaperone or a water boy or whatever you wanted to call it. He was a difficult guy to have as a speaker. As well as frequent, you know, so this provided both the proximity to the young woman and the distance from family needed to engage in what amounted to not just an affair, but a secret second life that reportedly saw him paying for the travel of the young woman to rendezvous with him during his ministerial trips. So again, this guy is a little bit of a sugar daddy giving some vacation money. That's what's going on here. So rendezvous, again, not an abusive relationship at all. This is a guy who's clearly having an affair. This is what having an affair often looks like. So I want to go back to the father. The father is the person who reportedly confronted the elders at Trinity Bible Church in Dallas and, you know, got Steve Lawson to confess. The father's the one who did it. The father has connections to Steve Lawson, apparently, or they knew each other at one point in time. And there's enough of a connection there that, you know, the daughter had a rapport and stuff like that. So that's an important reminder as the details pile up in this story. The nature of this relationship has escalated from what has previously been reported. And that's a huge deal. The fact that he's paying for trips and stuff like that, this is not a one-off. This is a continuing course of conduct, and one that does include secret rendezvous, in that Steve Lawson is characterized as living a second life. So again, a second life. This is he's doing some of this somewhat openly, but just under the guise of being a different person. The relationship is also between two adults. Again, I've kind of already made this point. However, in MacArthur world, the behavior between two individuals was raising questions. So this is what Protestia says. I do have a little snippet to add to it. While Trinity Bible Church and various ministries Lawson was involved with, so One Passion Ministries, the Master's Seminary, Ligonier, G3, etc., have been relatively silent on the particular circumstances of Lawson's affair, what appeared to be his immediate firing from ministry and his materials swift removal from the internet is likely the end of a months-long investigative process, as inside sources report that the illicit nature of the relationship between Lawson and the young woman was suspected as early as March, so March 2024. My understanding is that there is a level of indiscretion shown by the woman in this relationship where she's, you know, she's the side hoe and she's publicly in a more churchy environment flirting with Steve Lawson. And that is what raised the suspicion. That's my understanding of this situation here. So, now, there is a narrative that some people are trying to spin that MacArthur world, you know, so Master Seminary, Grace Community Church, etc., were trying to suppress knowledge of this. Protestia doesn't have any corroboration towards this narrative. They have a source that, you know, agreed to speak to them on anonymity, did not corroborate this detail, and again, I don't know any witnesses to the situation that can corroborate that detail either. So I don't believe it's true at this time. Now, Phil Johnson's claim that she lived nowhere close to TMU and Grace Community church or nowhere close to Steve Lawson's ministries is the truth. Now, I do believe she doesn't live in the same state as Texas or California. But the idea that she, you know, was just a random woman, that's apparently not, that's the part that's not true. So Phil Johnson was telling the truth here, but was it the whole truth and nothing but the truth? I mean, again, he didn't lie, but there is some glaring context that raises a credibility issue with people that want to go after John MacArthur with this situation, which isn't me. I call balls and strikes. I'm not a MacArthur bro. I'm not a hater either. And I say that oftentimes when I talk about MacArthur because people need that disclaimer sometimes. Common sense. So, though not random, there are those who would want to make the sin of Steve Lawson and his young mistress a sin of MacArthur and his ministries, but this is entirely unsubstantiated at this time. Perhaps the most depressing detail in the report comes at the end, when it says it is yet to be confirmed whether or not Lawson and the young woman have ended their relationship. So, this is a developing story, and I guess the only major development left is to say who the woman is, which maybe it'll happen. So, anyway, my name is Ray, this is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do subscribe to the channel if you are new. That's the best way to help out the magical YouTube algorithms. Until then, stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.